In order, let the record reflect, time is 1:08, Tuesday, April 27th, 2005. Also let the record show we have Representative Thomas, Wilson, Salmon, and myself. Gatto, Representative Gatto's and Garrett have been excused. Hopefully we'll have Representative Lynn here, I think, in a minute. Per the schedule, we'll be hearing HB 233, Preventing Harassment in Schools, by Representative Salmon. So before us, we have 223, but the sponsor has come forward with a few changes in the form of committee substitute. And I'd like to say thank you to Representative Salmon and his staff for addressing those concerns. If you don't have a CS, let me know, and we'll make sure you get one. But at this time, the chair would entertain a motion to move CS for 233 so that we can work on it.
What version is that?
I don't have it either.
I move House Bill 233, version 24-LSO804/F as the working document.
Hearing no objection, CS for HB 23, Preventing Harassment in School, is our document. With us, we have Representative Salmon and his staff, Moira, to present this CS. So please come take a seat at the witness table, Moira, or Representative Salmon, that's good, and state your name for the record.
Okay.
Was this assistant or co-sponsor?
You don't have to see it.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Woody Salmon. I represent District 6.
My name is Moira Smith, and I'm a legislative aide to Representative Salmon.
Well, I'd like to thank you for hearing this bill. I appreciate your willingness to schedule so late in the session, but thank you, members of the committee, and for your being here. I introduce this legislation to address serious problems in Alaska schools, bullying. I was asked by several parents to consider introducing it, and after looking at studies it has been done, recalling my experience with bullying, I decided to do so. Let me make it clear that I understand there is no simple way to stop bullying. I know that, but this legislation is still necessary for two reasons. First, this legislation allows the legislature to take a strong policy stand against bullying, showing your support to school districts, administrators, and teachers as they combat bullies. Second, this legislation requires that every school district in the state adopt appropriate anti-bullying policies and ask the State Board of Education to develop a model policy for the district to follow in developing their own. I believe that it is important for the legislature to take a stand against bullying, and I urge your support for this bill. My aide, Moira, is available for answers if you have any questions.
Well, is Moira going to do any testimony today?
If she.
I'm available to ask questions, sure.
Representative Thomas.
Is this the result of Vincent? Vince is my cousin. And everybody went to school together.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Salmon, I think this is a wonderful bill. I think that it's very obvious that some of the actually school shootings or whatever happens in schools in the past, I think they've been able to trace a lot of that to feelings of very strong frustration of kids that have been bullied in some way. And I think the schools that I've been associated with probably have something in place, and they've tried to really crack down on that right away. But I'm sure the bigger the school, the harder it is to catch things like that, and the more it happens, although I don't know that as a fact at all. But I think this is a good bill because I read a book called Wounded Spirit, And in that book, the author wrote about how he had he was very sickly. He had some kind of sickness when he was very young, and he was very weak. And he told about how the coaches even bullied him and you know, said, oh, you know, just made comments of how skinny he was and how he could never be good at anything and things like that. Now, I'm not saying that that happens nowadays, because he's a grown man now, but he told in that book what the effects that had on him when other kids in physical education, because he couldn't do those things, the effects that it had him and the feelings that he had inside because of that. And so I think if nothing else, if this brings out some guidelines for all schools, because I'm sure all schools don't have rules and regulations concerning this and what they're going to do and how they would handle it and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm pleased to see this bill. I think it's probably something that may not be needed in some schools, but definitely would be needed in others. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wilson, and for the information that you provided here. That's very informative for us. Also in the audience, we have Representative Sisson. If she'd like to come on up and sit with us, be glad to have her here. And for the record, we have Representative Lynn is here. And did you have a question, Representative Lynn?
Yes, I apologize, Attorney, for being late. It's that time of year, Mr. Chairman, as you well know. I would expect that everybody in this room may be bullied at one time or another in a classroom environment, especially probably the males among us, because it seemed to be kind of a way of establishing a pecking order. You know, obviously, I can't speak for the females, but for the males, this kind of thing does happen. And I've been the victim of this, and I suspect many other people have been also. Bullying, by definition, is misbehavior. And I speak also as a retired public school teacher. And I tell you, misbehavior sometimes is allowed to take place in class because teachers' hands have been tied by so many forces at work today where they can't exert the classroom discipline that they need to exert, and as a result, education suffers. Now, we can have whatever student allocation, a gazillion dollars per student. It doesn't make any difference unless you have classroom control and classroom discipline. Education would not take place no matter how much money we're able to put into the school district. So something needs to be fixed. And I think the intent of the bill is just excellent. I'm not sure if it's not some kind of, it's almost a feel-good kind of thing, you know, to be opposed to bullying. We all are opposed to bullying, and I don't know that it's going to have the effect that we would all wish it to have.
Thank you for those words, Representative Lynn. Representative Sisna, did you have something you'd like to add? Please come forward. We'd be glad to hear you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Sharon Sisna. I'm a state representative from District 22. And I thank Representative Salmon for introducing this bill. I did, as a matter of fact, speak to the Anchorage superintendent of the schools, because it was our concern that there be an understanding with them and find out from them kind of what implications it would have on that school system, which is a large school system. They in fact do have a policy in place that doesn't include bullying, but this fits right within it. And actually, their language uses harassment, and really amounts to very much the same as this bill sets up. So that it maybe does a few little fine-tuning things, but it doesn't undermine any of the part that they're doing. And in fact, Representative Lynn, in sort of answer to what you're saying, this actually goes through what has been established as a formal procedure with strategies all the way along so that children are identified and so that there's instant reaction that is the most effective reaction and does set up a policy so that schools really know exactly what they're supposed to do at each point in potential problems and possibly escalating problems. So I really think as others have said, this is a really good piece of legislation, and I certainly support Representative Salmon's legislation.
Thank you, Representative Sisson. I believe we have a question from Representative Lynn.
Maybe just a comment reacting to what you said. You know, teachers in the school should have instant reaction to misbehavior, whether it's bullying or any other kind. Do we need laws to tell the schools and teachers that they need to stop misbehavior? You know, are they not guidelines already?
Well, through the chair, please. Actually, you would be right if, in fact, you were talking about the schools of yesteryear when the class sizes oftentimes were pretty small. Sometimes there are a growing number of kids in a class, and one kid acts out. Sometimes it's more than one. And you've got one teacher, and you need a policy in place so that you know who to pull in to sort of de-escalate and get on a steady pathway and not have the teacher diverted, because of course, as we all know, every second of a school day now counts with no child left behind.
Go ahead, Representative.
Well, when I first started teaching, I admit it was a long time ago. My first day in the classroom was in 1959 in California. Cain and Abel were not in my class, actually, but I had a class of 43 people, 43 kids. And the first several years I taught, my class sizes were between 38 to 43, even 44 once. And when we had a problem in the classroom, I knew exactly who to pull out. I don't think the class size, I mean, everybody's in favor of a small class size. That is a given. You know, class size, smaller class size, the better the educated, et cetera, et cetera. But any teacher worth their salt who should get their contract renewed should know who to pull out if there's a problem. It doesn't have an awful lot to do with class size, even though small class sizes are good. Again, I applaud the intent of the bill. But, you know, it's almost like being a bill in favor of motherhood and apple pie, you know, thou shalt not bully. I agree.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Lynn.
Thank you.
Do we have any other members or any people from the audience who'd like to testify on this today?
I didn't come here expecting to, but my name is Mary McMahon. I'm the interim superintendent for Cushing Meat School District, and this has been a big concern for us this year. Times are changing, and there's a lot of bullying going on in schools, and a lot of times districts aren't ready to deal with it the way they should. We've had to crack down and get a bunch of research this year, and we had to have a state trooper come out and address our school on bullying. Sometimes people just aren't prepared to know the exact way to handle it. And I think if the policies were in place and the districts had to actually work on this and have something in place, it would be proactive rather than reactive.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Lynn.
Why do we have a legislation for the school to put a policy in place to control misbehavior?
I don't know that it's the role of the legislation to do it, but I think it's a good bill, and I don't know. I think it's good for every school district to address because it's a big issue in all of our districts here in Alaska.
Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, sometimes we... you know, I believe in limited government, and I believe in, you know, any kind of a mandate, an unfunded mandate. I don't believe in unfunded mandates either. However, when it's something that maybe perhaps the school system hasn't even thought of it. And these are things that we have seen can result in life or death down the line. And if we know how to get it and handle it right away, and some school districts might not be able to, maybe they don't know how to do that. Maybe they've never had a problem before, and then all at once we have somebody. Kids nowadays are different than they were when we were growing up. When I was growing up, man, I mean, we knew better. We knew what anything that happened at school and my parents found about it, we were going to get in trouble with it. And so we really kind of watched what we did and said, and we were pretty model kids at that time. But that isn't what we have to deal with now. We have kids that actually, in some areas, and this is in every school system, I'm sure, we have kids that don't even know how to respect a person. They have not been taught in the home how to respect people. And maybe they don't get taught to respect their parents, and then they go to school, they don't know how to respect other kids, they don't know how to respect their teachers. So I think we're living in a changing world, and it is different nowadays than it was when we were growing up. And so if they don't have these in place, they should, and if they already do, good for them.
Just one thought. Should we then sponsor legislation, co-sponsor legislation, that school districts shall initiate a program to respect others?
That's what it basically boils down to.
It's the same thing.
But also, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Well, let's just get it out there.
I just feel that also part of that is teaching kids how to handle their feelings in acceptable ways. And some kids don't know how to do any different. They've not been taught. And so if we have to do it in the school to prevent other kids in the school getting killed down the line, I think it's worth it.
Also, the chair would like to state what this does is, you know, in a perfect world where we could legislate morality, I think that we wouldn't need things like this. But what this does is it instructs, not so much in a mandate, but it asks school districts to start applying rules and to look at this, and the Department of Education to assist them in doing that. And I believe I had heard or read somewhere when talking to the sponsor of this that of the 53 school districts in Alaska were sent a surveyor to ask what they have for policies that include this, and we got responses from 17 of them. 17 out of 53. So this tells me a need that, yes, we do need to have something to tell the school districts. You need to have something like this in place, if nothing but to protect themselves for when things like this do happen, so that there is a policy in place. I think that's very important.
With that 17, do you have a policy or do not have a policy?
We got a response from 17, but
and that Moira response
could help us out with
that. Basically what? That they do have anti-bullying?
Some did, some didn't. Moira can help us out.
I guess the question is, what kind of disciplinary policies do these various school districts have? They have some kind of disciplinary policy, I would hope.
And through the chair, the Representative Lynn, the report
State
to which... Moira Smith, legislative aide to Representative Salmon. The report to which Chair Newman is referring is the Ledge Research report that was sent out. We only heard responses back from 17 school districts. What, in our communications, and Representative Salmon is very concerned about the possibility of this being an unfunded mandate, which is why our office has spent a lot of time working with AAS, the Alaska Association of School Boards office, and the Alaska Council of School Administrators office, to make sure that they didn't think that this was legislation that either A, was useless, or B, was an unfunded mandate. And what we heard back from AASB in particular, I would cite, which is that they have a model policy on bullying. So AASB as an independent entity has already made bullying a priority. They also, in their own tracking, have determined that 40 out of Alaska's 53 school districts do have policies that either address bullying as a separate issue or intimidation and harassment, discipline issues, in a way that satisfies AASB that it's in compliance with their policy. The legislation that you have in front of you today adopts AASB's policy and says that recommends that the state board adopt that as the state's policy and mandates that every school district in the state have a policy that would be in compliance, which is all by way of saying that the legislation says if you've got a policy that is in compliance, with what this legislation mandates, you're fine. There's nothing else that we're requiring of you. And if I may, I would just respond to an earlier point that you made as to whether or not this is, like, why do this? You know, why not, you know, pass legislation that the grass is green and the sky is blue? And I think you raise a good point. Representative Salmon did hear from parents about it who felt that it was important to have a policy in place in every school district. And so it's those 13 school districts that are particularly important. And also, I would just cite the public policy role that the legislature plays, and that by passing legislation on bullying, the Alaska State Legislature is saying that we won't stand for it. And what you're doing is bolstering the efforts of teachers in the classroom and administrators as they address bullying and bullies.
And just a quick response. I totally support all that. The schools need to have, get back to some kind of discipline in the classroom so education can occur, and the money that we send to the schools can be employed to teach kids rather than to become wardens. And bullying could be part of that, should be part of it, and hopefully is in most of the school districts. We need to tighten it up and get back to education and stop being referees.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. With all that in mind, the chair would like to pass this out of committee. I don't believe we have any more testimony to be heard. Sir, please come up. We have two of our representatives have to be in meetings in 3 minutes. So, Mike, come on up, Mike. Please state your name.
My name is Michael Beyer. I'm principal of Hoonah City Schools, not too far from here to the west. I wouldn't take it personally if you only got 17 surveys back, because I think for a lot of school administrators and things, having to deal with those surveys, we get quite a few of them and a limited amount of time. We, as a school, are dealing with this. I think we're representative. We're dealing with this bullying problem here as a school. It's a topical item right now. We're quite aware of how this is going around. And, I mean, there's been harassment of one form or another in schools for years and years and years, and I think, you know, I was party to it, and one way or another, I would say which side, but when I was a kid too. And we are having, I mean, we sent some of our students or our staff members up to Anchorage to participate in a workshop called Aggressors, Victims, and Bystanders. It's a program that we're putting into our school to address bullying and things. I think what is needed, you know, we have disciplinary policies in place right now. I think what is needed are research-based programs to help our students learn how to behave with each other, things that we can institute in the classroom, programs to help educate students on bullying and harassment and dealing with these issues. That would be most helpful in dealing with this as an overarching issue. We have those policies in place that Alaska school boards have helped draw up too.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions? Representative Wilson?
Are you ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion.
I move committee substitute for House Bill number 233, version F, out of committee with individual recommendations.
I think there's zero version
fiscal with a zero fiscal
24LS08.
That's F. That's version F.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing and seeing no objections from this committee, meeting is adjourned.